I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, I think we disrupted a lot of lunches in Hollywood yesterday. We dropped a story about Kevin Sugihara, the chairman of the Warner Brothers studio, and his relationship with a young, aspiring actress, a woman named Charlotte Kirk. What happened is we obtained quite a trove of texts between James Packer, this Australian billionaire who was in a relationship with Charlotte Kirk when she was quite young, 19 or 20 in 2013. Then he introduces her to Kevin Sugihara. She wants roles in movies. This is her big ambition. And she clearly thinks that Kevin Sugihara, Packer somewhat represents to her, he will change your life. He, as the chairman of the studio, can get her roles in TV shows and movies, potentially. And she then proceeds to harass him. I mean, they engage in what appears to be an affair, and she is demanding roles, and he is desperately trying to fend her off.
Fend her off, and in several instances, he makes suggestions, or at least tells her that he's going to make suggestions to Warner Brothers employees to help her out. At one point, he has, according to the texts, Richard Brenner, who runs a division of Warner Brothers called New Line, to see her for an audition and talk to her. And
multiple texts times, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. The texts indicate that this actually did happen because she seemed pretty happy. Now, we don't know whether he specifically said, cast this person or else, but the implication is pretty clear. And we do know that Charlotte Kirk appeared in two separate Warner Brothers films, the comedy made by New Line called How to Be Single and last year's big summer movie Ocean's 8. These are small roles, but she did appear in them.
Yeah, and what happens is, as she is laying on pressure on Kevin Sugihara, are you going to do this for me? Remember what you promised me. And this is in very explicit terms. Do you remember what you promised me when we were, I'll say, together in that motel? And Kevin is responding, Kevin Sugihara is responding, you know, with things like, I have to be careful. I reached out to our guys. So it looks like basically he is trying to placate a mistress with connections. Ultimately, it proves rather difficult. People will not, this is a window on the limits of executive power. Creative people will not put someone in any kind of meaningful role, which is what she wanted, if they don't feel that they're right for the role. So you can be the most powerful person in the world, but he would not, and apparently we don't have any reason to believe he did say, I order you to put her in this film. But there was a limit to what he could do for her. And at that point, Brett Ratner, the filmmaker who Warner severed ties with maybe in the early days of Me Too because of allegations of misconduct, he turns to Brett Ratner, who has a deal at Warner Brothers, and says, and Brett Ratner seems to take over and try to figure out how to placate this increasingly upset actress who is not getting roles.
It's just a desperate and sad attempt to placate this actress. And the look for this chairman of a studio who, days before this story came out, was elevated to run a bunch of new elements of Warner Media, including children's programming. It's just not a good look. And Warner Media is investigating.
They say they're investigating. As we are talking, he's still in the job. And I tell you, my phone has just been lit up with people handicapping. Can he stay? How long can he stay? And certainly more will be revealed. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2 o'clock on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.